Hey, Culture Makers, so here's the deal. Today's filming, man, there was a lot of construction. There might be some kids' noise in the background. Our editor is phenomenal, and she's going to do the best to edit out all the extra sounds. But if you hear a little bit of construction, remember, we still love you. So here we go, this week's Culture Makers. Well, welcome back to Culture Makers. Today, we're talking dating advice, crop tots, what we would do differently back when we were in high school based on what we know now, a little bit of NBA. I'm your host, Vince Parker. With me, I have Ariana. Ariana, how are you doing today?
I'm great. I'm so happy to be back.
And so glad. Do you know that you're the favorite of the Culture Makers?
Oh my goodness.
You know, like everyone loves you.
I don't know about that.
You don't
but
know?
I have a really great time.
Fans in the chat, let us know how Ariana is your favorite. Just put it down there. See, you're my favorite too, so.
Well, we haven't actually gotten to host together.
We haven't. This is our first time.
Yeah,
the Wonder Twin powers activate. Come on.
Yes.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. So good. So let me ask you this. Are you watching the NBA finals?
No.
Okay. Is it because you're anti-NBA, you don't like sports, or you just have better things to do in life?
Basketball is my favorite sport if I had to watch one.
Okay.
But I don't know. Like, I don't really have, like, channels. Like, we have a TV, but we don't have, like, cable.
So you're one of those non-TV watching TV owners.
Yes.
You spend your time outdoors?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what we're going to do is there's a few teams left in the finals, and I'm just going to ask you who you think's going to win.
Okay.
We can do that, okay?
Yes.
So, first up, we have the 76ers and the Atlanta Hawks. Who do you think is going to win?
76ers.
Okay, that's a good call because right now they're up 2-1 over the Hawks. So good call.
Hey.
And they're the top seed in the East. So good job. Okay, here we go. This one's going to be difficult. Suns or Nuggets?
Suns or Nuggets?
Yeah. Phoenix Suns or Denver Nuggets?
Nuggets make me think of chicken nuggets. So I'm going to say Nuggets.
Okay, bad call because actually last night the Phoenix Suns just eliminated the Denver Nuggets.
Okay.
In a 4-0 sweep. But that's okay. We're still good. Couple more. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Utah Jazz or LA Clippers?
Clippers.
Clippers. Okay, that's a good call. They could come back. Right now they're down 2-1, but they could come back.
Okay, yeah.
And next up, Brooklyn Nets or Milwaukee Bucks?
Okay, Nets. We'll pick that. Basketball net.
Okay, well, right now they are tied 2-2 as of this recording. We'll see what happens.
I hope every single prediction that I just made is right, except for the Nuggets, of course.
Yeah, that one's already. So let's talk about crop tops, okay?
Okay.
All right, mm-hmm. So let's dive in. This is why we're talking about it.
Uh-huh.
In California, about a week ago, there was a protest that was started on TikTok because the school was having a school assembly to enforce its dress code about crop tops.
Hmm.
And one of the young ladies went to TikTok to start a protest encouraging ladies and guys to protest. They even wrote their protest statements across their stomachs.
Okay.
And her big push behind it was this. Instead of having an assembly that tells girls not to wear crop tops because of what it encourages guys to think, how about having an assembly about encouraging guys about what to think and not to objectify women?
Man.
Thoughts.
Well, my first thought is that's just kind of cool that Gen Z and students and just people can use TikTok to like organize like that.
Like the things they care about,
they're
matter.
They're passionate about it. They want to get a message out there or connect with their friends about something that they're passionate about. I just think that's pretty cool.
That was one of the big things I took away from this is I'm like, you know what? That is cool that there's something they're passionate about. And as we know, Gen Z is passionate about a lot of things. And I love how they're being proactive about it. So let me ask you this.
Yes.
Crop tops. Are you a fan or not a fan of crop tops? Do you wear a lot of them?
I think that there is a way to stay with the trends and still honor God. And I think there's a way to stay with the trends and not do that. There's a lot of things that you can wear that are in style with Gen Z or in style with any generation that are done well. And others where you're like, you know, maybe you should skip that one.
Have you done what I call the Christian crop top?
Which is that?
You wear some type of bodysuit. I'm not sure. I've never asked I may have seen it underneath, but yet you have a crop top. So let's say the crop top is like white or blue, whatever bodysuit you wear underneath, it's like a contrasting color. So it still have the crop top effect. You just don't see
the belly. I've also done like the overalls, you know, with crop top underneath, things like that, that come up more like high-waisted things.
Okay. So what we're taking away from this is, hey, at the end of the day, we love that people take action about things they're passionate about.
Yes.
Right? If you have something that you're passionate about, what are you going to do about it? Like, you just can't sit around and wait. And using social media is a good way to do that. But when it comes to actually wearing a crop top, that may not be the best fashion thing that you would wear. I particularly don't wear crop tops.
I'm not even the Christian way. I'm thankful for that. I will say, you're very fashionable.
Oh, thank you.
I really think that about you. I admire your style. Crop tops, I think I agree with you. You should maybe stay away from those.
You heard it. I'm officially never going to crop tops. But let us know in the chat, how do you feel about it, the whole thing? Or if you have questions, let us know. Let's talk dating advice.
Okay.
Now, you've been married for a couple of years now.
Yes. Right? 2 years.
Woo-hoo. Didn't you just recently celebrate an anniversary?
Yes, we did.
Congratulations to you. That is exciting.
Thank you.
2 years of probably 200 more to go. Right?
Yes, hopefully.
So here's the deal. When you think about the 2 years of marriage, when you think about the dating, when you think about all that, what would you tell yourself in high school?
Man, I think the thing that I wish that I would have known when I was dating is who I am in Christ and being confident in that. And I think for me, for my story personally, I just kind of looked to dating relationships to find out who I was and didn't walk confidently in who God created me to be. So I just wish I would have spent some time learning more about who I am in Christ and found my confidence there first.
I feel like that probably resonates with a lot of people who watch Culture Makers. How would you have gone about to do that? What are some steps or some practical things they can do to maybe discover who they more are in Christ?
Yeah, I think God's word is definitely where you can find all of those things. But for me, I needed somebody to walk alongside with me to show me where I could find those things in God's word and how it applied to my life. So I think I would have brought my small group leader at church into that. My mom and dad, honestly, were very wise. I wish I would have listened to them more and listened to people who were walking before me and who had done that before me, who were also following Jesus.
Awesome. So what you're saying is, instead of focusing on being in a dating relationship, you would have focused on the relationships that helped you discover more who you are in Christ.
Definitely.
That 100%. Is awesome. So how do you, maybe there's somebody out there who's watching, who maybe not in a small group, or maybe they can't quite talk to their parents about this yet. How do you suggest they get involved in church or get involved in being able to have that conversation with their parents to begin to build themselves up in who they are in Christ?
Yeah, I think finding a church home is key. So we have a ton of experiences online for students at Switch Online, or if you're close to a location or church online, there are people waiting to connect with you. And honestly, your parents too, your whole family, who want to walk along that journey with you and teach you how to connect to God's word and empower you to even influence your family. Like, anybody in the family, whether it's a student or a kid, can be the person who encourages their whole family to get to church and to learn more about God's word.
That's awesome. That's good. You are super wise. That's why you're everyone's favorite.
Wow, thanks.
So here's the deal.
Yep.
Question, not about dating, just in general. If you can tell yourself one thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Back in high school, what would it be?
Hands down, that you don't have to have steps A through Z of your life lined out when you're 15, 16, 17, 18.
Like, that's good.
There is time for you to figure out what you want to do, what you're passionate about, who God has made you to be, your gifts. You don't have to figure that out in 1 year or a few years in high school.
Awesome.
What about you?
Great advice. Ooh, man, that is good. I would probably say to myself, slow down. That's it's going to be okay.
That is so good. Yep.
Slow down. It's going to be okay. Now let's shift gears back to sports. Your okay. favorite topic.
Yes, I'm excited.
Did yep. you watch UFC 263?
No, but I did have a friend that went to that, and it's, I think that's pretty cool.
Okay. That's a,
I didn't watch it, but
did they like send you a message that said they were there?
Yeah, they told me they were going, and then they sent me some pics of them at the fight. I mean, I was like, that's cool. I don't know what's going on. Did you watch it?
I did not watch it. I did pay attention to what happened, the winners and the losers. So we're just going to move on. Because okay. I thought, I was hoping I like you had watched it and sat down and, no. and checked it out. So, no. okay. Here's the deal. What are your top three things you're looking forward to doing this summer?
Ooh, my family is going to Colorado. And so oh. I'm excited to be outside and hike and just spend time with my family. And then two other things, we are, I feel like everything that I'm saying is about outside, but we just love going to the park in Oklahoma City. We love walking and biking to different places and eating snow cones. So I think it's like the little things, you know, like getting outside in the sunshine. I feel like I come back alive when it's warm outside.
Okay, that's good. So difficult question, really hard.
Yeah.
What's your favorite snow cone flavor?
That is really hard. I think it's lavender lemonade.
Do they use real lavender?
Yes.
Like sprinkle actual like little lavender yes. things
at
on top?
At Katie Bugs, they don't use any harsh dyes or chemicals. So that is really my jam. I'm okay. all about that natural
What's
snow cone.
What's your favorite snow cone? Say in the comments below. Maybe someone's in your area. Let them know. That way they can go check it out. We hope you guys have a great summer. Thanks for hanging out with us today. Remember, like, subscribe, chat it up, and let us know what we can be talking about to you that helps you grow in your faith. We'll see you guys later. Peace.
Bye.